This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another bonus episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC. I am so thrilled. I'm sure you've been following the exploits of my good friend and comic, Bob Worley. How you doing, Bob?
I'm good, Scott. How are you?
Good, good, good. Well, let's see. In the last couple months, you tried being a magician, a juggler. Boy, you even did some tightrope walking and some ventriloquism. You're just a man of so many talents. What have you been up to?
Well, Scott, as you know, last time I tried the ventriloquist stuff, but that's done. We're done with that. It's over. Over. Okay. I tell you, Scott, I can't work with the guy. The guy was an idiot.
You're talking about Little Bob, right?
Yeah, Little Bobby. I mean, he was just so hard to work with. And you heard him. He was a mumbler. I never knew what he was saying. And I was sitting right next to him.
Oh, man, that is a challenge.
It was horrible. I mean, and his attitude, I just, you know, this is why I work alone, Scott. I can't work with somebody else. Especially with that kind of attitude.
Well,
stay for the show.
I totally understand, but you're a man of so much talent. What are you going to do?
Well, Scott, I thought I would go back to my basics. You know, all of comics, most of us started out as class clowns. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to take it right back there to the clowning. And when I was a class clown, I went full on. I wore the outfit, the shoes, the nose, the whole work.
Not the funny nose, too.
Everything. I mean, I was a hit at school. Unfortunately, it caused a whole new dress code for the school. No more clown outfits. No more mini skirts or halter tops either.
You were quite the clown.
I go all in, Scott. 100%. So what I thought I would do today is I'm like my neighbors are having a little birthday party for their girls, twin girls. So I thought I would dress up, as you can see. Can you see me now? Let me turn the camera. There we go. There we go. Yeah, as you can see, I'm in my full clown outfit, Scott.
What,
right across the chest. Clown right there.
Well, we can't actually see it, but I get the image. What an incredible vision.
Oh, it's amazing, let me tell you. It's amazing.
Oh, really, Dad? The mime outfit again?
It's a clown, Lisanne, a clown. Oh, my gosh. There's a big difference. It says right here on the shirt, clown. Can't you read?
Can't you read? That says clone.
Clone? Oh, that's not the point. The point is I'm going to be doing a clown act. So anyway, Scott, what I thought is I could bring it all back together. I'm going to go over there. I'm going to perform for the kids. I'm going to do a little magic, pull a rabbit out of my pants. Then I'm going to juggle a rabbit, maybe with a bowling pin and a scarf, while standing on a tightrope, just inches off the ground. God, another thing, I've been working on these balloon animals. The kids are going to love it. Like my world-famous snake. Kids go crazy over it. And here's another crowd favorite. My wiener dog without any legs. They're going to love it. It's going to be amazing.
Wow, you're bringing all your talents together into one clowning show?
It's what I've been working on this entire year, Scott. It's all come to this. So, let's get out there and do it right now. You ready for this?
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're in for a special treat. It seems that Bob's bringing us live to an entertainment event. His
world
neighbors.
World premiere, Scott.
What?
World premiere.
World.
The world premiere.
The world premiere of all of your talents brought together. This is exciting.
All right. Come on. Grab the camera, Lisa. Let's go give those kids a show that they'll never forget.
Yeah, maybe with some therapy they'll forget.
What's that?
Nothing.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. All right, here we go. This is going to be so exciting. Here we go. They're over there. They're playing. Here we go. Hey, kids!
Oh, no. What is it? Not this guy. No. Kids, get the house. You get out of here. No. I'm going to call the police again.
It's just me, Bobble the Clown. Hey, kids, it's me, Bobble the Clown. Hey, you like magic? Hey, look, I'm going to pull a rabbit out of my pants. Look at that. Oh, wait, that's not the rabbit. Sorry. No, here we go.
God, what are you doing?
No, it's disgusting. No, it's supposed to be a rabbit.
I'm going to call the police again.
Don't do that, please.
Scott, we're going to have to call you back. It's not really going to plan.
Oh, so did he get a chance to perform?
not today. We'll probably try again. Oh, no. Yeah. This isn't working.
Oh, geez, that didn't sound like it went well. The kids' party, I guess there was a mom chaperone. Okay, well, let us know what happens. I hope Bob was able to entertain the children.
Yeah, we might have to move.
All right, Lisanne. Well, thanks. Tell Bob that we're rooting for him. Ladies and gentlemen, that we really didn't get a chance to hear him perform, but I hope everything went well with Bob and the kids. All right. Well, we'll find out. I'll have to check back. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to another special bonus episode of Stand-Up Comedy Host and MC. Bob as Bobo the Clown. That didn't sound good from the beginning. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand-Up Comedy, Your Host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.